This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Lockdown eased, odd even number scheme for private vehicles in Kathmandu Valley from today. Gandaki province to confer Corona Frontier Excellent Service Award to health workers. And WHO claims poorer countries running out of COVID-19 vaccines. Now, the news in detail. The administration in the Kathmandu Valley has eased the lockdown efforts to contain the second wave of coronavirus. Odd even numbered plates are managed for the private vehicles while days are fixed for opening shops. A joint meeting of the chief district officers from Kathmandu, Bhaktapur and Lalitpur issued the order to this regard. The medicine and health safety shops can run daily, as usual. Schools are not allowed to run classes physically. The bank and financial institutes, security boards, insurance, remittance, cooperative, NGO offices can be run with minimum human resources. Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari has said there was a significant contribution of small and cottage industries in the national economy. During a virtual interaction with the officials of the Federation of Nepali Cottage and Industries on Monday, Governor Adhikari viewed there are a lot of small and mid-scale industries which contribute much to the country's economy. On the occasion, Federation Chairman Shyam Giri demanded the governor to exempt the interest of loan during the period of lockdown. Gandaki province has decided to confer the Corona Frontier Excellent Service Award to the health workers who worked untiringly to control coronavirus, risking their life. Chief Minister Krishna Chandra Nepali Pokharel informed that the necessary resources were ensured by prioritizing the control of coronavirus and treatment of the infected ones. Chief Minister Nepali further informed that the provincial government had allocated adequate budget for the development of all health institutions for the delivery of quality health service. Voices have been raised for preserving the indigenous breed of cow, which is on the verge of extinction. At the 7-day cow festival for the protection of the local breed, cow began from Monday through a virtual medium. Participants laid emphasis on the need of preserving indigenous cow as its importance has been proved scientifically. Additional 1 corona-related death have been reported in Baitari district. According to Chief of Baitari District Hospital, Basantaraj Joshi, 1 more death had been confirmed in Baitari District Hospital. The weather is predicted to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places of the Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. World Health Organization has said a large number of poorer countries receiving COVID-19 vaccines through a global sharing scheme, COVAX, do not have enough doses to continue programs. WHO senior advisor Dr. Bruce Elliward said the COVAX program had delivered 90 million doses to 131 countries, but he said this was nowhere near enough to protect populations from a virus still spreading worldwide. The shortages come as some nations in Africa see a third wave of infections. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called for an end to vaccine hoarding by wealthier countries as his government scrambled to curb a steep rise in cases. Australian doctors have reported a surge in the number of people cancelling their vaccine appointments amid a new wave of caution over the AstraZeneca jab. It comes after the government updated guidance last week to recommend only those aged over 60 to get shot due to the risk of rare blood clotting syndrome. Under 60s have been advised to get the alternative Pfizer shot, of which there are limited supplies. Turning down any vaccine, and AstraZeneca is the world's most widely used one, may seem remarkable to other nations still battling rampant COVID-19. China has expanded its clampdown on cryptocurrencies, telling banks and payments platform to stop supporting digital currency transactions. That follows an order on Friday to shut down Bitcoin mining operations in Sichuan province. The price of Bitcoin slumped by more than 10% on Monday, but stabilized in Asian trading on Tuesday. The value of the cryptocurrency has fallen by around 50% since hitting a record high above $63,000 in April. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Lockdown eased odd even number scheme for private vehicles in Kathmandu Valley from today. Gandaki province to confer Corona Frontier Excellent Service Award to health workers, and WHO claims poorer countries running out of COVID-19 vaccines. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.